The Wildcats tennis team gets their season underway with a dual match at Mount Pleasant Friday at 3:30 p.m. We get a preview of the tennis team and get an update on the new tennis complex project from Wildcats tennis coach Tony Martinez.
We have been, doing positive things on the indoor complex with the way the weather we've had. We haven't been able to get much court time the last week or two, probably 3 days out of the last 2 weeks. But we have made the use of the complex, and I believe my guys are in condition, and they're ready to play. So we're ready. We're waiting for the weather now and ready to get started this week.
Now, you open on Friday at home here with a dual meet, right?
We'll be at Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant this Friday. That'll be our kickoff for this season.
Now, the weather outlook looks pretty good for Friday.
Decent. I know it's cold here and rainy here all day Thursday, but we do plan to be out there next Friday. You know, I think everything's going to be well on Friday.
Tell us about your team a little bit this year as they shape up for the spring.
I think they have kind of now bought into what I'm trying to sell, and that's kind of, you know, that's tough for the first semester where you're trying to get everything to, you know, get them to believe in you, and now they're believing in and everybody's in the right position, and nobody, you know, I have the doubles team set. I have my singles and girls and boys and a mixed doubles teams. So everybody's is good. That's usually like, I don't want to play with them or I don't want to play with her. These are that they all came and they all wanted to be. So it's unified this semester. So everything is good to go. So it's just up to them to, you know, how far they go and, you know, in their matches.
Who are you really going to depend on? Some of that senior leadership?
Some of my leadership, I'm looking at Jonathan Philo at doubles, playing with Tommy Helfrich. He's a sophomore. And then I've got my two sophomore boys playing singles, Jesse Allen and Drew Sant. Those guys have been playing on the really, what was really good over the season is I had some of my players and my girls play these USTA ZAT tournaments, and they played in Plano in December. And they're planning to play in March. They're playing these tournaments week to week, which I, you know, highly encourage. You've got to play these other matches that are not with the school. You have to go off on your own on Saturdays and Sundays and play these other tournaments. And they're kind of buying. They can see the improvement because they're playing, you know, more high-quality matches against other teams from the Frisco, McKinney, Dallas, Plano area. So they're getting tested, but they're also learning too.
How's the outlook for the tennis project?
It's Mother Nature that slows us down here. It's not up to the workers. I watch these workers work diligently over the holidays. It was 30 degrees, 25 degrees. They were out there working. The only problem now, I guess, is because of the rain, it's a lot, the ground is very soft, and so, but I knew they were pouring some concrete yesterday, and I think everything's been poured. Now we have to wait for about 3 to 4 days of warm-up, 55 degrees straight or so, before we can pour that surface on the court. We don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
I've heard stories and horror stories by trying to place it on there when it's 40 or 30, and then the stuff comes off with the rainfall. So they're doing it right. The whole project has been done right from the very beginning. And I've watched them work. Like I said, it's just the weather. And I anticipated this over 5 months ago. I figured it would be the end of January, end of February before we get completed.
KSST Sports.